أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويل لكل همزة لمزة. This is the beginning of the next surah, Surah Humazah. The connection with the previous surah, Al-Asr. The Mufassirin explained that in the previous surah, where Allah Ta'ala took a qasam, an oath of time, and thereby various aspects of time, Allah has shown the great importance of time. And that if man does not use time correctly, which unfortunately the vast majority of us do, then there is great destruction for man, in this world also, in the year after also. And then four basic things Allah Ta'ala had referred to come out of that harm and that great loss, is Iman, Amali Saliha, to propagate and speak and advise one another about the truth, and to advise one another to make sabr at times of difficulties when doing the work of deen. Always there will be upheavals, opposition, to make sabr. Ulama have written that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, it was their habit whenever they met with one another, they should read the surah Al-Asr to one another, reminding them of the importance of these matters. And as mentioned also, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says that if nothing else of the Quran was revealed, only this one surah, it was also enough for the guidance of mankind. So we should pay great attention to the subject matter of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Also when they met, they used to say, Najlis sa'atan nujaddid imanana. Let us sit just for a little while and refresh our iman. At the same point, we should also think about ourselves, that when we meet one another, do we speak of any aspect of deen? When we talk on the phone, any of our children, we meet them, they come home, they are staying somewhere far, or anywhere, at any time with the wife, do we go and do we speak about deen? Or is it only about dunya all the time? All the time to bring this, to do that, to have this done, to have that done. When do we really speak about deen? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and that is watawasaw bilhaq. One aspect, if we will speak about deen, deen will become alive in us. But we only speak about dunya generally, about the weather, about politics, about really things which don't have any bearing in our lives. And we waste our time in that, and that also we don't realize. The month of Ramadan is coming, and how valuable time is, and Ramadan's time is even much, much more valuable. But yet many of us, we will want ways to pass our time in Ramadan. So it's very important we pay attention to that. And then in this surah, Surah Humazah, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has referred to some specifics. There it was, if we don't pay attention to our deen, then we will be at a loss. And four big principles were discussed there in order to save ourselves from that loss. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala has spoken of certain specifics in our deen. That is the one humaza and lumaza. That is a person who looks for faults of others. Various interpretations have been given by the Mufassirin of who are humaza and lumaza. People who backbite, people who look for the faults of others. And here also we can see, if we don't appreciate time, then we won't just be wasting time, but we'll be using this time to make our load to Jahannam. By backbiting, by slandering, by belittling people, by finding fault in people, behind the faults, looking for the faults of people, all these things, then this becomes the order of the day. And then this further goes, that a person, it is connected with when a person has got love for money. Or to have money is quite in order. A person can have 10, 20, 50, 100 million rands. But to have the love of 1 cent, that is haram. We should not have the love of money. To be wealthy is not haram. It is, in fact, encouraging in Islam. And a person uses his wealth in the right way, how much of goodness for him, for people, for his akhirat, etc. Lot of goodness. He pays the zakat properly, he fulfills the rights of that wealth, lot of goodness. But the love of money brings greed in a person. The love of money brings stinginess in a person. Then a person does not want to spend, and he wants to just accumulate. That greed destroys his own life also. Even if he's not well, he still wants to go and work. Even when he needs treatment, he doesn't want to go, it's going to cost him money. He doesn't want to go for treatment also. So this is that greed and love of wealth that is so destructive. So then Allah explains, and these things are not only that, they lead a person towards kufr. And that leads a person towards Jahannam. And then towards the end of the surah, Allah again explains what the terrible condition will be in Jahannam for such people. And all this is for us to correct our lives in this world. So while Asr is a very important surah, we should also read it to one another when we meet. And not only one time that we have heard it, but it should be a regular thing. May Allah bless us all with that. Or at least if we don't read the surah, to inquire about the deen of our associates. When we speak to how's business going, that we will speak, how's the weather there, which government has come in now, all those things we will speak, but seldom will we hardly ask, do you make your five times namaz, you are making it in Jamaat, how is your namaz, you are now making nafil namazes or not also, you are paying more attention to duas or not. All those things are very, very important, and it should be, if we're going to speak now at home, it will seem a very odd subject. Whereas that was a subject that was supposed to be the subject in the house. But it will seem very odd if we go and speak about deen at home. But we should make a starting point, and we should talk about deen, how deen can become alive in my life, in my home, in our communities. How deen can come alive, it is very, very important. And in there, I will talk now that it is our success. But in practice, then it is not there. Not in my life, not in our lives. We're just talking about dunya's things, irrelevant things. And if we make a starting point and we start, whoever will do it, it is to his benefit. And whoever will discard it and not worry about it, it will be to his detriment. And deen's effort is also not just that we are running the masjid, we are running a madrasa, etc. But how much of deen is coming in my life? That is to be seen. Whether deen is coming in our homes or whether deen is going out of our homes. Whether other people's tariqahs and ways are coming in our, what's the dressing of our children, our grandchildren, our woman folk, our boys, our man folk. What are we all the time engaged with? The cell phone, the TV, with other things. What are we occupied? Or is there deen in our lives, in our homes? It's not the deen that we have got a frame of Ayatul Kursi, Asmaul Husna, and we feel that's a Muslim home. That does not make a Muslim home. Whether all are making their namazes, whether there is tilawat of Quran Sharif, whether there is zikrullah, whether there is dua, all that has to take place. That makes a home a Muslim home. May Allah give us tawfiq. And these details, of course, can never be exhausted. These are just a little bit, just to get us thinking and hopefully make us all practice also.